Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand on this Friday here on the Sports Hub. Make sure you go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com is where you go for that. Yesterday, we were talking about the Celtics reportedly being interested in Jrue Holiday.
Yeah.
And what that would mean, what would be the sort of domino effect of making a deal for that player? You know, who is it that has to go? And would the Celtics consider trading Kemba Walker? Is that in the realm of possibility for the Celtics this offseason? I don't know if it is or not, but it certainly sparks a conversation when you start talking about acquiring another guard.
I think the reaction is amazing, and I texted you guys a poll that Jimmy Stewart put out there, the afternoon show producer. I think people are okay to get rid of Kemba. If you think if Kemba Walker's knee is chronic, and this is going to be managing the guy and minutes restriction and try and save him for the end of the year. And then it's like, yeah, move on, ship him, make him part of some deal.
If you could make him part of a deal and get and improve your team by making the deal.
An everyday impact player.
The question is, do you do that or do you weigh what it looks like? Because it'll look bad. It'll look really bad.
Not if the player's hurt. I'm sorry. No, it won't.
Sure it will.
Why?
To other players. Because you can look at Kemba Walker and say, that's a guy who chose you one off season ago. And came to Boston willingly and was excited about it and was a great teammate and did not want to steal the spotlight the way Kyrie Irving did before him.
Okay, see, if you put it comparable to Kyrie Irving, I agree with that.
Well,
but
no, I mean,
you could say the same about Gordon Hayward.
I just use it as a comparison in terms of how different it was to have Kemba Walker. He didn't care about whose team it was. You know, he would openly compliment.
Love the attitude.
Jason Tatum, and he didn't need the ball. He didn't need to score. He didn't need any of that. Like, it allowed him to play a style that I think we all appreciate. And 1 year later, he gets hurt, and you're going to ship him out of town? I think that looks really bad to future free agents, and it's something that the Celtics will consider if his name comes
optics.
Up in trade talks.
Optics. I agree with you on optics. I do.
Not to the fans.
No.
Not to how we think about it, but to the other players in that league.
Correct. And all the fans care about is just making that next step because, as Danny has said multiple times in the morning show, and let's not forget it, that we've been to the Final Four the last three of the 4 years. So we're there. We're in it.
Yeah, but you're not.
You're really not. It's nice to be in the it's nice to get invited to that little tournament. But
Danny
really
yesterday saying we're three out of the last four Final Fours, and Bill today saying we won six rings. Sort of similar. Big difference being
not really.
Bill actually won.
Bill won. Bill got the rings you could kiss.
Big difference there.
I understand even, what you're saying.
Celtics didn't even have a chance to lose to the Eagles. Not even they couldn't even get there.
Exactly. I understand what you're saying totally. I do. And like Gordon was the first big free agent to come here. Or Al Horford was, excuse me. Al Horford was the first big free agent to come here, and he didn't want to stay here. It looks like Gordon Hayward may have to opt in to have the ability to move him because you can't move him without him opting in.
Well, what it would look like, again, is, oh my God, Celtics, you need another new point guard? What is this?
But it's damaged goods. Are you just going to keep him because he's damaged?
Well, no. I mean, you're going to keep him because you do expect him to play. It's not like the guy's never going to play again.
No, I know that.
It's about the fact that he's 30 years old, and the way in which he plays the game is not great for knee injuries. A lot of movement with that guy.
I thought it was going to be a lot. I love the player. I love his attitude. I just thought this thing was going to be a home run post Kyrie, and it has a chance not to be because of the injury.
So the question is, if they can make it the team better, do they do it? Do they pull the trigger on it and just say, yeah, we got to do what's in the best interest of the team? It's going to be something to watch. Again, I don't know how serious of a rumor this could be.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you could move Marcus Smart.
Sure.
You have other options
there. Better find another player with balls, too, to replace him. You see, when you lose something, you better replace it with something better. That's Danny's job.
I mean, I would appreciate them just being drastic and just being, like, cutthroat, but I don't think it plays all that well in that sport. And they already took a bunch of crap for the way they moved on from Isaiah Thomas for Kyrie.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't think that helped them. And now they would be trading Kemba Walker 1 year after he arrived and possibly in the same offseason that Gordon Hayward departs as well. And it hasn't exactly been a great time for him in Boston either. So that would be in the course of like a year and a few months. The departure of Al Horford, the departure of Kyrie Irving after saying he would stay and he was going to be a Celtic for life. It would be the departure of Kemba Walker, and it would be the departure of Gordon Hayward. Those four guys, in a matter of a year and a half, all sort of on sour terms. I don't know that it's a great look for the Celtics, and I think they will consider that.
But I mean, when you're talking about veteran players, too, if you get your ass traded here, you've got to go here. It's not like you have the choice to not go to Boston. So you're talking about free agency then.
Yes, right. Yeah. It's only about free agency, but trades you don't care about. It's trying to attract. It's that thing that continues to hang over the head of the Celtics. Is this a place where top-tier free agents want to come and play? Is it the town? Is it the team? Is it the atmosphere? What is it?
But they broke through on that front, starting with Horford. And they did make, again, progress with Kyrie committing publicly and then going back on it. He reneged, but he did. There was progress with Horford. There was progress with Kyrie Irving after he was traded here. There was the progress with Hayward. And then there was Kemba Walker. And if all four of those guys go, regardless of how they leave, in a year's time, or again, year and a half.
Couple of years, yeah.
Well, Horford was...
Well, Hayward will have been 3 years.
Boy, well, no, in terms of their departures. Not in terms of how long they stayed.
2 years ago was Horford.
How long ago did Horford leave?
2 years.
It was last summer, wasn't it?
It'll be 2 years.
Yeah,
Horford had to leave for you to go.
It was last summer. It just feels longer because of
that. It was last summer. Oh, my God. 18-month span, so is what I'm saying.
He had to get out for you to get Kemba. That's right.
Yes. That all happened last summer. So we're not even talking a year and a half yet, guys.
Wow.
July of 19, that happened.
It feels like it was two seasons last year because of the breakup.
I know. I get it. But that's what you're talking about in real, actual time.
Yeah.
Yeah, all four of those guys were moved or left town in a year and a half. Like, well, that didn't go exactly the way that it was supposed to. It's just the optics of it, the look of it, not good. Again, fans don't care because if the team gets better, that's all we care about. But for players, I think it matters. It could mean that sort of gets shut down going forward. You don't really have a reason to attract players.
No, it sucks. Like, the greatest night for the Celtics was that fan night when Kyrie was sitting there with Scout. He said, I'm signing here. Like, that was like the culmination of, you finally did it. You got a big, big, big one to commit long term to this thing. You're going to be a contender for the next 4 or 5 years. That's what everybody was thinking in. And then kind of back to building it with young guys again.
So Drew Holiday is an option. You mentioned that James Stewart was running Twitter polls yesterday. Here's the graphic that you sent us. It was, which trade do you like better? Twitter poll by I Am James Stewart. And these were the three options he put in there. Walker for a package including Westbrook. Walker for a package that includes Harden. Or Jaylen Brown for Harden. The first two options were the overwhelming winners with 87% of the vote voting for trading Kemba Walker. Now, Karen, those are three options, two of which are Kemba Walker. So to get 2/3 of the response wouldn't be crazy. It would mean it was even. But there seems to be, through that, again, biased and slanted poll based on just the options, that people would be okay with moving on from Kemba from a fan perspective. Nearly 5,000 votes.
People are already okay with it. Yeah.
Nearly 5,000 votes in that poll. There's something else that happened on the Felger Maz show yesterday, and that is Tony Maserati dropped a nugget.
His iPhone?
Probably about an hour into their Celtics discussion. A little nugget about not Kemba Walker, but Jason Tatum and another NBA superstar. You'll hear it for yourself. If you missed it yesterday, we'll play it for you next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-505. Or visit gamblinghelplinema.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Romans! Celtics off-seasons have been bigger victories than what they've had in-season. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that getting Kemba Walker...
What do you mean for getting... Oh, you mean for actual, like, accomplishments or, like, the buzz around them?
Both?
Yeah, both, yeah.
Both.
Buzz is always better than
I would say they've won both. The buzz and the accomplishment of the off-seasons. Last year, getting Kemba Walker, that's, like, a huge free agency win.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than what they did in terms of getting back to the Final Four again. I know they're big on the Final Four over on Causeway Street, but you okay? You keep hitting yourself in the head.
Why'd my hair sticking up there?
Oh, take the headphones off. Okay. All right.
Just one piece. Tom, cut this piece off. I need it. Don't do
that. Celtics off seasons have been really good.
They've it's going to be good, quick now.
They've done good work, and it's quick. But they've won the off seasons. I'll give them that. They've done a good job trying to win the off seasons. I think you can hang some banners for the off seasons. You can't do that for what they've done on the court. No banners yet.
It's 2.5 weeks until training camp starts.
It's crazy. That's,
and we haven't had the draft or free agency
accelerated
yet.
Schedule.
I heard somebody bitch yesterday. Felger mad, like, what's the matter with you? You talking stupid Celtics and basketball, and Ravens, and Patriots. We should be talking Patriots. Do you people understand it's a different year and how teams have had to change and how these two leagues went into a bubble and all of a sudden their season is starting up and everything's going to be spent. There was no NBA draft. There are rumors now about the Celtics. You have to do something now. Of course we are going to talk Celtics. Celtics are news right now.
We used to talk about the baseball offseason too when people cared about it. That was this time of year during the middle of football season.
You adjust. That's the time of year. We adjust. Yeah, we know it's Ravens. We do football all the time, too.
Can we get to what Maz said about the... I don't want to sit here and talk about what we're talking about.
So let's go.
Let's get to it. Maz yesterday, about 3 p.m., with a little nugget of information.
I mean, you want to get my wheels really spinning. You want to get Turner here and send Hayward there. And then you want to trade Jaylen Brown and Turner and offer them to Milwaukee for Giannis? Now I'm talking. Now let's go somewhere. Maybe we can make that deal. I think Tatum and Giannis maybe... been in contact a little anyway.
Come on. And that's straight from the Apple Watch.
Go ahead.
Anytime there's that tone and the way you set it up like have you heard?
He couldn't even say it with a straight face.
Right.
Go ahead.
See, I told you I would fess up when I'm, I heard a while back that maybe Tatum and Giannis had touched base with one another. That's all I have. So now I think Giannis is doing due diligence. I'm not even sure Milwaukee would trade Giannis. But I think that Tatum is, if Giannis is on the move, Tatum wants to bring him to Boston.
All right, so wait. That's about bringing Giannis to Boston.
And how he finished that. I get
nervous.
He said
that at the end, yeah.
That's important to note.
Okay, but I get nervous hearing it at the beginning because it's not Tatum that's on the move or looking at impending free agency or should the guy stay in his city or is he going to go build a super team? And everybody's talking about Giannis doing that. So is Giannis picking up the phone and calling Tatum and saying, hey, here's what I'm thinking. Are you interested? Don't sign that big deal with Boston. Is that all? I mean, you start thinking.
Can I read you a rumor?
Does Giannis really want to come here?
An NBA trade rumor from...
Sure.
This was dated October 27th on NBAanalysis.net. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going deep into the. There's a million of these NBA sites. Huh? There really are. The NBA blogosphere is big. It's from TJ Porreca. He writes about the Celtics on here.
Insider.
.net. It says Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks and Kemba Walker and the Boston Celtics find themselves in similar positions this offseason after each club came up short in the Eastern Conference playoffs last season. It's funny. I heard they were in the Final Four again. The Bucks, led by Antetokounmpo, were eliminated by Jimmy Butler in the Heat in the second round. Miami then went on to eliminate Boston as well, blazing a trail to the finals that left the Celtics and Bucks searching for answers. So as both of these teams enter the offseason, what will the Bucks do to improve their chances of keeping their veteran? And how will the Celtics retool, and could they trade one of their veterans to do it? He says, let's take a look at a trade that could send Walker to the Bucks and Giannis to Boston as a possibility for who would be in a hypothetical trade. The Bucks would acquire Kemba Walker. The Celtics, in one possible way, would get Chris Middleton as one idea. But there's a number of different ways that this deal could happen where Kemba ends up there and Giannis would end up here. Or Chris Middleton ends up here and you flip
him. Middleton.
There's all kinds of different solutions there. But Giannis is mentioned in this. Could Kemba be in a deal to the Bucks for Giannis?
I'd say no.
Written weeks ago. No. I mean, listen, no. Just work with me here.
Okay.
That would get Giannis to Boston. How do you feel about that team?
The Giannis here?
Giannis and Tatum together.
I'd eat gyros every day.
You're not just giving up Kemba, though. I mean, that's what else are you losing?
That's the way it seems.
Let's say it's Brown.
It has to be, right? It has to be. If you're Milwaukee, why would you do that?
Brown and Kemba for Giannis.
Yes.
So?
Oh, yeah.
Brown.
In a second.
I do the deal.
Would they want Smart, too?
You got to make the money work, too. But
would they want Smart, too?
I don't know.
And you're keeping Hayward?
It sounds light. Kemba and Brown for Giannis sounds a little light.
What if Milwaukee thinks there's no shot? No shot.
Are they taking Kemba and Hayward instead?
Of keeping Giannis.
Can he take Hayward?
Your starting lineup is Smart, Hayward, Tatum, Giannis, and somebody else.
Who's your point guard?
Smart. Ugh. Or Hayward. They would, and Tatum, they all bring the ball up the court.
Yeah, I know they all handle the ball, but I'm saying the facilitator. I don't look at Smart as a facilitator. I need somebody to stir the drink a little bit. He need a drinkster. He's going to chuck shots up. He's really going to think he's good then with these guys around him. Like, let Giannis get the rebound, but shooting from here. No!
Yeah, they'll have more rebounds with Giannis, yes. Spread the floor. Give more room for Giannis in the middle.
What? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you do it. We'd all do it. Everybody would do it.
I would be thoroughly entertained.
You don't think you get one of those J.J. Redick-style three-point shooters to say, oh, I'll come to play for that team. I know I'm getting shots.
Oh, give me one of those kids from Miami. Oh, God.
I mean, how much more attractive have you just made your
team? You can't
team
find one of those young kids like in the draft from Miami.
Okay, and then you find you got to get the deal done for Tatum to keep him here long-term. You've got to sort of convince Giannis that he wants to play with Tatum for the foreseeable future. Whoa. I mean, that could be the core of your team for the next 10 years.
If Giannis was here, I'd watch every Celtic game. Like, I wouldn't miss a game.
Okay, well, that this isn't about your entertainment value because you want Taco Fall out there, too.
No, I'm talking from a championship. Like,
how much more do you think they win with Giannis in there without Jalen Brown?
Giannis probably gets you in the finals.
This is what it is for Joe with any of the other sports not named football.
What's going
to... Will they get me to watch sports? The Red Sox. I'm not watching them.
We're going
to
watch them their crap team.
You got to get a superstar.
I'm going to watch their crap team.
I don't think you
team
can eliminate football from that conversation. Well, no. That's part of the reason Zoe doesn't like this Patriots team as much.
Need Brady and Gronk.
Well, I'll tell
Bring
you what.
Back.
You're out on the Patriots right now?
No, I loved Antonio Brown signing last year.
Okay,
you know? Give me AB.
He's pretty consistent with all that stuff.
You can't not watch the Patriots.
I'm a star bleeper, baby.
You're the You are the color analysis.
I'm in on this team. I love the Patriots.
Right,
hear me call the games?
Call the games. You can't not watch their games.
I love it. But I mean, these other sports.
But you do it all the time with baseball too. Like, no, no. Oh, well,
162 freaking games.
Who am I tuning in for?
There's 10 times as many games, and the game pace is slow. And I loved it when Manny and Ortiz were here, and Johnny Damon was. I loved
that. That was 15 years
ago.
That
was good.
Or
yeah.
More.
I missed that. I want that back. That type of stuff. Those guys were stars.
They've won 3 World Series since then.
One of the 13 really wasn't one. 2013 really wasn't like.
They didn't really win that one.
They won
it. That one was fake.
Oh, do you remember that? When you gonna tell your grandkids about the 2013 World Champs?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I think that was more memorable than 18.
I would agree.
Oh no, that 18 team was a wagon. Over 108 games.
Yeah, that's the point. They weren't supposed to win. Yeah. The 13 was not supposed to win, and everything that happened at the marathon that year, I mean, that's a story.
That series
that's
against Detroit, the Ortiz home run, I mean, oh my God, what a year. Shane Victorino.
3 little birds.
That was the redemption season for John Lackey. Big chicken-eating tub of goo, figures it out, drops some pounds, goes out there, kicks and deals.
Slobber all over his lips.
That's a story, man. Yeah.
I think the Celtics could be a better position to have a real...
Oh, that'd be a hot ticket.
Solid core for a number of years that they could surround with pieces always. And it's what Jim just said.
Show trips.
There are guys that would... You know what? As much as you say you're a star bleeper, though, so is the rest of the NBA.
Yeah.
And the NBA would view the team differently if that happened.
You're damn right.
Yeah, Angels too.
Yep.
Yeah. Danny would do it in a second. That's what makes... That's why I like Danny. Everybody's, oh, you're going to get rid of
these. I mean, who isn't, though? I mean, there isn't a GM in the league that doesn't recognize the value of superstars, not just for their marquee value, but there's a reason why they're superstars. Well, they're game-changing players.
I think it changes the markets. I think people around here like the little good team.
They're franchise-changing players. These are the guys we're talking about. We're not talking about just a guy who goes out there and you know... That's the thing about the NBA. The players that people like... I think it's different. I think it's different from other sports. There are players that people like in football and in baseball that maybe actually are sneaky, not all that good. The players that people like in the NBA are that good. You may not love everything about their game, like James Harden, but can that guy play?
Yep.
Watch him play because he's entertaining and
play.
Fun. Yeah.
So the other part is about this. The fear that Tatum could leave and go elsewhere. And if he's already talking to other veterans like Giannis about his future, what does that say about his commitment to Boston right now? And I think with that in doubt, you should do everything to want to try and convince him that this is the place he wants to be.
Oh.
And a major deal like that would certainly go a long way.
I'm glad Mass finished it up with him coming to Boston and not let that hang in that like he's recruiting Tatum. Yeah, like
get him a nice place in Rozzy, big Greek community there. Oh, he'd love it.
There's no apartments right across from the Arbuck Center there. Yeah. Nice. Get them for $2,300 a month.
Arbuck?
Arbuck.
We've got
Red
Read and
Arbuck
React.
Center.
Read and React is coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
Name of the better hero, go to be a Brit.
And react.
You an Isaac Bruce guy?
I am and I am and I and I am and I.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Right.
How do you feel about this?
Go ahead, Zoe. No, go ahead,
Peter. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, it's week 10 of the NFL season. Time now for Read and React.
Yeah.
React. It's time to read and react.
And read.
Is there a sponsor here? No? Okay.
Just on Mondays.
Oh, just Mondays. Okay.
All right. It's available.
It's open for business right now. Friday's Read and React. Sponsor it.
Suck it Friday.
Read. What?
Read. My brother Charlie. No, I ain't got no brother. What are you talking about?
React. And I'm the moron, right?
Dolphins.
What?
The guy's like, what are you talking about? I got no brother, Charlie.
It's a different guy. We went over this yesterday.
Guy. Good God. Go ahead. Same guy. Liar.
Dolphins host the Chargers on Sunday. Tua Tagovailoa is 2-0 since a starter. And a lot of people criticize this move. Unnamed players among them in a piece by Omar Kelly in the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
I like this.
So here's Tua near the end of his weekly Zoom with the Miami media.
Hey, Omar. You all right? They haven't asked a question in a long time, man.
Ooh. Oh, I like this.
Whoops. Hey.
Hey, Omar.
Hey.
Is there any more to that?
That's it.
Did Omar respond?
No.
I don't think he could because only the guy that's asking the next question is unmuted.
Right. Because yeah, there's the PR someone moderating.
Right. PR people run it. Right.
Well, is it Omar's fault that this guy's own teammates are talking to him behind his back saying it's not the right move?
Sure, there were Fitz guys in that locker room, and I said that when the move was made. I didn't understand the move at
the
time.
Yeah, I mean, there were Drew Bledsoe guys in the locker room in 01.
Just keep playing hard. Prove them wrong.
Hey, Omar.
I didn't have my hand raised on the Zoom.
Like, I don't think it's Omar's
fault.
You're
all right.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
So he retweeted the video and said, I didn't even read the I just wanted to ask if he was doing okay because he's asked a million questions before all season.
Oh, so
he
asked
the question.
I don't buy it though. I don't buy
the question. That's condescending. That's condescending, pricky talk.
That's something
right there.
Zoe would do after Sir Ted Sarandis after 98.
Yes.
Right. Hey, Ted, you here? How's your Saturday show?
Said he never read it. He's just pointing
How
out.
Do you think? All right, here's really the question. How do you think his coach, Brian Flores, feels about it? If he's similar to Bill Belichick?
I don't think he cares. Just keep playing, kid.
Oh, I don't think he cares for his quarterback engaging with a media member
I would
like
say,
that.
Dude. You've started two NFL games. I'd avoid the noise.
Yeah.
Okay, before you turn into Baker Mayfield.
He did give
you. Why don't you just
even after
keep
week
on
one,
playing well?
Even after his first game, he started with, when we start really stringing some plays together and doing this and that and putting the ball in the end zone, this and that. I'm like, put the ball in the end zone a couple times first before you start talking about straight. Like I've been a starter in this league for 5 years. It came out of his mouth that way.
So you ever have a coach tell you not to read the newspapers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No problem.
Here's the funny part about that. I'll tell you how it goes in the locker room. So Parcells said, every first meeting we had every year is about the media. They're there to divide me from you, and they're going to do everything they can, and I will always let you know where you stand. And if you ever read anything, if it doesn't have a quotation around it and it says, said by head coach Bill Parcells, or anonymous is all of a sudden saying something, or internal GM on another team. Don't believe any of that crap unless you see quotations with my name attached to it. Because I ain't got a problem putting it in quotes.
Nice.
If it's in quotes, I put it there. All right? And don't read the papers. But then you go downstairs and then you find this big stack of papers stapled together.
Oh, God.
And it says November 12th, 2020, all local clips. And you go, okay, here's Mike Reese's article on whatever he wrote about.
So he told you not to read the stuff, and then they would compile them for you.
They compile everything together so that when the media scrum opens at a normal lunchtime, when you could go in the locker room and deal with, you know, who was talking about who and who was writing what about who.
Wow.
But he told you don't read them, but yet they were always in our lockers. Put together by our great PR staff led by Stacey James.
Kind of a mixed message there, though.
A little bit. Kind of playing games.
A little bit.
Reed. I just got a quick question. Why can't I still see your shins?
React.
It's a good question.
Do you wear pants?
Yes. It's cold out.
Bengals play the Steelers.
No, you're corporate.
Rookie quarterback Joe Burrow asked about how he's been spending his free time away from the stadium. Interesting question for Burrow. Let's see what he says.
It's a good
question. I watched Queen's Gambit. That was pretty good.
What?
Watch what?
So I watched Queen's Gambit. That was pretty good.
Queen's Gambit?
Netflix, new Netflix thing. It doesn't show up the first thing that shows up on your screen when you go to Netflix now. It's like always that.
What is it called?
Queen's Gambit. It's a chess move. You bring the queen out early.
Started House.
House from like 15 years ago? House?
So there's a lot of seasons of House, so I'm continue. I think I'm on season like 2 right now, maybe. Maybe the end of season 1, I'm not sure, but that's a pretty good one. Pretty good. I was too scared to watch that. My parents watched that show growing up, but I was too scared to watch it. So I would go upstairs and watch like my own show, but I'm starting that one now.
He was too scared to watch House?
What's House?
It's a doctor show.
It was on network television. It was on Fox.
Right.
And you play FIFA too, right?
I did a couple times, yeah.
What about House would have scared you?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Sanchez.
It's Dan Hort, isn't it?
It's Sanchez.
I think it's Dan Hort.
Whoever it is.
It is Dan Hort.
My new favorite reporter.
What about House would have scared you?
Yeah, AJ!
Yeah. I was scared of everything growing up. I still don't like scary movies. I don't like haunted houses or anything like that. But you know, I couldn't watch Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, House. I was like,
House is not scary.
I don't know what's going on.
It's like a sort of an odd medical drama.
It makes me like this guy better.
Yes.
I was like strictly a SpongeBob, Disney Channel, Nickelodeon kind of guy.
It's like this quirky doctor who solves medical mysteries.
He hates when guys don't play by the rules.
Wow. All right. Some insight into Joe Burrow there. Moving on.
Read.
So you're doing the same thing over and over every single day, world.
React.
Jaguars playing Green Bay on Sunday. rookie quarterback Jake Luton. How do you say his name?
I say Luton.
Luton, Leeton, Louton, Lobin.
Luton.
Probably like Newton.
All right.
Luton.
I got something to say. All
right. So, again, it's one of these quarterback facing another quarterback questions. They don't face each other, but okay, I get it. So, you're going to be playing quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing quarterback.
Oh, God.
Jake, what do you think?
You were 9 years old when Aaron Rodgers was drafted into the league when he was a rookie. What are some of your memories of him watching football, and is it surreal to be on the same field with him now? And what are your thoughts about going against him Sunday?
So that's a Green Bay reporter asking that, obviously.
Similar to
yes, pretty surreal. As a guy I have a lot of respect for, you know, I was a big fan of growing up and huge fan of his game. You know, a lot of the things that he does, no one else, you know, really can do. He's a wizard with the football, you know, in a lot of ways. You know, like I said, a lot of respect for him. It'll be really exciting to get out there and get to play ball against him.
Joe Burrow's afraid of wizards. He'd be afraid of playing Aaron Rodgers.
Afraid of Harry Potter.
I can see being afraid of Harry Potter before House.
I want to know what the Steelers pass rushers are going to say this weekend when they get close to him, when they're trash talking with him. That clip's gone in that locker room.
I said they're going to get your mother. Do bad things to your mother. That's what they say. Hey!
Okay.
Hey, look at me! Speaking to you!
Angelica, Camila, Xander, Linda, Mike, Mom, my sister, Joey, Haim.
This guy.
Finally, the Eagles play the Giants on Sunday. Doug Peterson.
Peterson!
His old buddy Brett Favre said this week, they made a mistake keeping Carson Wentz over Nick Foles. Ah, Foles. Peterson asked about that this week. Again, Brett Favre said they made a mistake keeping Carson Wentz over Nick Foles. So Peterson was asked about
Peterson.
Carson's our guy. Carson's our draft pick. Carson's the guy that is going to carry us and lead this football team. And listen, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Those aren't my words. Those aren't Howie's words, Jeffrey's words. Those are his words. I mean, I respect that opinion. Whatever he wants to say, that's fine. And we're going to remain friends. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. All I know is that Carson Wentz is our guy, and it's my job to get Carson Wentz to play better, to do better, to help this football team win, as it is to get everybody else to play better. And so, you know, again, I respect his opinion and his words. Those aren't mine. Please don't put words in my mouth, or we're going to have a problem. And Carson's our guy.
Nobody,
bottom line.
Shut up.
Nobody said it.
Nobody said that. Your best friend.
That's the furthest thing from what actually happened. Nobody is putting those. Yeah. Your friend Brett Favre said you made a mistake. You should have kept the guy
who's his best friend,
who's good at playing quarterback, as opposed to the guy who may not be as good.
He had him talk to the team before the Super Bowl when they played the Patriots. It's his best friend.
I mean, the insinuation.
What does he get confused about? He's here in the heat in Philly.
No. We would have talked about that on our show in Philly. If we were in Philly, we would have talked about that.
Oh, I totally agree. They kept the wrong guy.
Yeah, but if your best friend says, yeah, Zoe made a mistake doing X, Y, or Z, we're going to make the assumption that you told your best friend in confidence, oh, I bleeped this up. I can't believe I didn't take Nick.
So maybe he read something where somebody said he must have talked to Brett about this. So that's what it.
No, just the assumption.
I don't think he's getting defensive about Brett saying it. I think he's hearing crap from Philly people saying that he assumed that they.
Yeah, rightly so.
Okay. All right.
Rightly so, because we would have done the same thing. And when we said, corrected. Oh, where's Brett Favre getting that information from? Obviously, Peterson.
Right. He's obviously impacted by whatever his best friend has told him behind the scenes.
But it depends on how Favre said it. Did Favre say, you know what? I get the feeling they think maybe they made a mistake by keeping Carson instead of Nick Foles.
No, Brett's not that smart.
Or did Brett say, look, you ask me, I love those guys, but I think they made a mistake. There's two totally different ways that Brett Favre could have said that.
I actually thought that they should have kept Nick Foles rather than Carson Wentz, just based off of production and where they got to. You know, they won a Super Bowl with Foles, and that was a little bit surprising. But they're obviously banking on his upside. You know, how many more years do you let it linger before you stick with him or you cut bait?
That doesn't sound like inside information. That's just Brett.
Brett watching it.
Thank you, Zoe.
That wouldn't have stopped us from doing it.
I agree.
That's why you guys are schmucks. That's why you guys are part of the problem.
Oh, really?
Read.
Akubuku.
React.
Not you. That one and that one. Yeah. Not you.
Thanks, buddy. Nice night for Akubuku.
What do you
not chilly.
Hit? He's not part of the problem?
Not on this particular issue, no.
You're right.
Zoe agreed with everybody in this conversation.
Right. Who did you disagree with? Was anybody wrong? Peterson, former player. So you'd have you'd have some sort of relationship with him.
That dude had gray hair when he was wearing Green Bay uniforms.
Sergeant Peterson, Chicago Police.
He was gray in his mid-30s. Old looking dude. I'm like, man, how many years did you play? Like forever.
All right. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. You want to get involved in this show? The Masters is happening today. Once again, is round two officially underway?
We're
still finishing up round
one. We got somebody putting on a clinic out there.
Oh, okay. So Hardy will tell you who that is on the way. But also, news of a new documentary involving Tiger Woods. That we'll get to next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Daddy! Daddy!
Please forgive me, but sometimes I get very emotional when I talk about my son. He will transcend this game and bring to the world a humanitarianism which has never been known before.
Please let my son go!
This is my treasure. Please accept it. Use it wisely.
It's nice. Nice version of the Masters theme. Thank you, Corey Pesaturo.
I didn't think that was his, but I was going to say I can't listen to the Masters music without thinking of Corey Pesaturo.
Well, this is him playing it on the accordion.
That sounds great.
Sorry, I'd like to participate in the Masters segment, but I got 19 engineers in here.
Don't worry about it.
But they lose their trains?
What you just heard was a trailer for a documentary that is coming out on HBO. HBO Sports has produced a Tiger
this looks awesome.
Documentary. From that trailer, you think it looks awesome?
I think it does because it chronicles, obviously, him as a little kid, the relationship with the father. Was he too tough on him? The marriage to his wife, his kids, and then the battered up Escalade that they showed. And then they showed the quick picture of Rachel, you could tell, ducking out with the sunglasses.
I mean, there's nothing in there that's new. I mean, any of that footage is pre-existing.
We ate the Jordan
stuff
up.
It might be awesome.
We ate the Jordan stuff up.
This might be great, but I'm telling you, you didn't learn anything from the trailer.
No, it was just okay. I understand.
Highly produced, dramatic music.
I understand.
Here's why I think it will actually be good.
Even though you're down on it from a one-minute trailer.
Listen, Hardy, you know I like to argue for sport. And I just did right there. It's not authorized. Tiger's not in it. There might be interviews with Tiger from previous interviews.
Oh.
This ain't a Tiger production the way The Last Dance was a Jordan production.
You're saying. Or like a Brady, Tom versus Time thing.
And here's something that is new. As I said, you didn't learn there was anything new. You would have learned there was something new by doing a little background, a little research on it. Your girl, Rachel, you could tell. She's in it. She breaks her silence. She sat down for an interview for the documentary.
It's going to be good.
Now we're getting into the nitty gritty.
Break out the pillows.
Here we go.
The tone that I took from it was, watching Earl Woods saying like, it's almost biblical sounding, right? In the trailer. Here's my gift unto the world.
Don't screw it up.
Treasure him, embrace him, take care of him.
And then they expose how he,
And then
human.
He was
just a human who committed,
Well, essentially.
Some mistakes.
Yeah. It's the way it kind of got presented in the trailer was no. And then instead, all these people enabled him or used him and didn't necessarily stop his bad behavior, but actually encouraged it, which
I think it's fascinating.
I don't know. I'll watch it. Of course,
Steve Williams was interviewed.
Can't get enough of Tiger.
Steve Williams was interviewed. Nick Faldo was interviewed. They have footage from previous interviews with Earl Woods that is they're claiming there's some unseen footage that has never been sort of put out there before. Earl Woods's friend and biographer, Pete McDaniel, is in the documentary.
Oh.
Tiger Woods' first true love, Dina Parr, is in the documentary.
Dina, what if her name is Dina Bogey?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be a first true love.
And as I said, Rachel, you can tell, will be in it as well. She sat down for an interview for this documentary.
This is...
It's not a sort of cleaned up revisionist history of Tiger.
Which makes it even better.
It's sort of a... it's a journalistic effort this time, is what I would say.
And the fact he bounced back from that is amazing. You know, like wins the Masters, the last Masters, and looks like he's in the hunt this year. Just the timing of it all. It's perfect for golf. It's perfect for Tiger. If you're a Tiger fan, if you want more of Tiger, this is going to be good. I like these.
So it could be good.
Boy, it looks like they went back to high school to find this girl. I mean, I'm looking at pictures of her right now.
Is she peach?
I don't know. Would you, if they were doing a documentary about you right now, Zoe?
Oh, no.
Would you like them to go back and find your high school girlfriend?
No.
Talk to her?
No.
I mean, what are you really getting? That's rough.
How many times did you play that Ready for the World cassette?
This is an... There's a...
how many Pet Shop Boys out in the studio?
A story on sportscasting.com. The headline says, HBO's new Tiger Woods documentary should be called Tiger Erotic.
Ooh. Oh!
Oh,
speaking of that,
they go for the salacious details.
Supposedly, I thought
personal
I heard something,
life and women.
I thought I heard something.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.